Friday, 26 May 2023. It looks like our food markets are determined to end the month of May on a very high note. Today being a Friday, the markets were quite active. We see really the diversity of commodities increasing, more than 50 commodities, different types of commodities and different qualities coming into the markets. Potatoes today supplies about 500 tons. We see many trucks coming from many parts of the country delivering commodities to Mbare for resorting and distribution to other parts of the country. Just today, 350 a pocket, small $4 a pocket, medium $5 a pocket, a large $7 a pocket, extra large $8, $9, $50 a pocket, which looks like really prices remain firm and steady. Tomato sunlight today, $14, $15. It's a slight change. It dropped by $3 compared to the other days of the week. Wooden box, $52. And plastic dish, dollar. Vegetable section, cabbage still remains at 50 cents to dollar, depending on size. But in Harare, in Mashingo, and Bulawayo, it sometimes gets to about $1.50 to $2 a head of cabbage. Cabbage remains on demand today. Supplies of vegetables has actually increased, knocking down prices. Cover today, $2 a bundle from $3.50. Rep, dollar a bundle together. Tsunga, dollar a bundle. Should like really, the supplies have been quite high over the week. Then beetroot, $2.50 a bundle. Onion 10 kg pocket, $14. And then small bundles are going for 50 cents to a dollar. And then we've cloaca and broccoli, $1.50 kg. Chili pepper, dollar. Garlic, dollar, $2 a kg. Turmeric, $2 a kg. Okra, $5 remains at $2 to $4. A 5-liter gem squash is not in the market. Lettuce, 50 cents to a dollar. Ginger, $1.50 to $2 a kg. Red and yellow paper, $18 to $20 a 60 kg. Back today is on demand, really. Dried vegetables, actually not much change. Matemba, 2-liter bag, $32. 30 kg bag of matemba, $235 to $240. Madura 20 liter bucket, $28 to $30. 20 liter bucket of Madura Oma Krimbi, 30 kg semia of Madura is going to $230. Then sugar beans today, $20, not changing much. Soya chunks, $3 to $5 kg. And then dried vegetables, not changing much. Munyemba, $7 a bucket. Munyemba, $14.16 together. Tsune, $14.16 a bucket. Cove and cabbage, $15, $18 a bucket. That's a dried vegetables. Dried fish, $2 to $3. If you size supplies are quite high now, we see prices are going down. We even see fresh fish being sold everywhere. Looks like really there's a whole market for fish and prices are going down really. High value crop seed potato remains at $4 to $5, 20 liter bucket, 60 kg, same at $20, $25. Magogoya 20 liter bucket, $10, 60 kg, same at $25. $80 for 120 kgs of Magogoya. Butternuts today, $45 to $50, 60 kg, same at carrots, $50 today, 60 kg, same at. Then green pepper, $15 to $20, 60 kg, same at. Fine beans, $15 to $20 as well. Peas, $17 today, 60 kg, bag is a drop by $3 compared to yesterday. Cauliflower, cucumbers, $15, 60 kg bag dropped by $5 as well. Green mealies, $2.50 a dozen. Sugar cane bundle, $5 to $7, not changing much. Fruit section, we see a diversity of fruits really increasing in the market. Masao, $1.50 a 5-liter as usual. Matoa is yet to ripen. Ni, $2 a 5-liter. Mawuyu, $2 to $3 a 5-liter. And then we have my apple box, $18 to $20. Avocados, each dollar for 5 or 6, depending on size. But then we have a big unripened bag of my avocados. It's about 90 kgs, 100 kgs, going for $35. Banana crate, ripened banana, $10. Crate, 18 kg crate. Unripe banana, 90 kg is going for $35 to $40. And then we have strawberry panet, $2. Cowpea, grapes, $2 a panet as well. Popo, $1 to $2, depending on size. And then we have coconut, $1 to $2, coming from Mozambique as usual. Watermelons, $2 to $4, depending on size. Really, demand is going to likely to peak in the hot season. Tubu, 5 liters going for $1.50 to $2. 5 liter today, says price has gone down. Supplies are quite high now. The supplies have actually increased of tubu coming from many areas, from dry regions. Pineapple box, $1.50 each. Pineapple, and $8 to $10 a box. Lemon bucket, $7. Matamba, mazumi, $8 a box. A bucket. They are really on demand, these ones. They have one of the interesting indigenous fruit with a very unique aroma. Oranges box going to 10 to 15. Pockets going for 2 to about 350 a pocket of oranges. Oranges are on song at the moment. Really, they are in the season. Food crops, maize grain, $5 to $7 a bucket, not changing. Maize, $20 a bucket. Mumare maize is used for mutakura and other uses, really. Zungumusho, $20 a bucket. It's also on song. It's doing very nyoro. That's fresh granules, $8, $9 a bucket. And then unshelled granules, $10 a bucket. Marigold on sale was a bucket. Nimo dried $15 a bucket. It's also an increase by a dollar today. Then fresh Nimo $8-$9 a bucket, not changing. Soybeans, 2-liter bucket is going for $15, $10 to $15. Wheat, $10 a bucket. Popcorn, $14-$16. Cowpeas, Nyamba, $8 to $10. Sunflower, $10-$12. Munga, that's pearl millet, $10 a bucket. Rio, finger millet, $25 a bucket. And then we have rice, shelled indigenous brown rice. Shelled is going for $50 to $60, and shelled $30. And then we have mafunde, that's sorghum, $6 to $8 a bucket. And then mananga, that's pumpkins. Indigenous pumpkins are going for $0.50 to about $2 each, depending on size. Doing very well, really. So on song at the moment. Honda cucumbers, magaka means, were $16 to $20 a 60 kg bag. Then poultry section, ordinary broilers 5 to 7, mothers 7 to 8, and then off layers 3 to 4. Roadrunners, female ones, are going for 4 to 6. Cocks are going for 5 to 6. Hanga, mutton, legging, fowl, $7 each, depending on size. Ducks, $9 to $12. Turkeys, $20 to $35 each, depending on size. They're doing very well. Pigeons, $50 to $2 each. A rabbit, $7 to $12 each as well. These are live animals. Eggs small, $3.30. Crate medium, $3.90. Crate $3.60 to $3.90. Then large, $3.70 to $4. A crate is doing very well. Processed food section. Processed foods are actually found in the markets in a big way. Refined cooking oil is going for $3 to $4. 2 liter, 5 liter is going for $9 to $10. Then we've also, of course, we have sugar, 2 liter, going for $2. Flour, $2 as well. Rice, different packaged rice from imported rice, 2 liter cage is going for $2.50 to $2. And then 5 kg going $3.50. Millimeal is going for $4.50. $4.50. 10 kg. And then my hair, different types of my hair, $2 a packet. Then peanut butter, 1 liter is going for $2 to $3. If 1 liter chimera, different types of chimera, $3 to $4. 5 liter. And then we have vuvuzio, wemafunde, wemunga is going. Vuvuzio is going for $9 a bucket. 5 liter, I mean. Then wemafunde, $6 a 5 liter. Then wemunga is going for $7 a 5 liter. So really, price are determined by different uses. Many people are now going for their own indigenous food. They love their own chimera meal that they use to cook different types of meals. People, it looks like people are running away from maize meal, really, as the main commodity. Although policymakers seem to think that maize is the staple. And now the market is showing us that there are diverse staples for Zimbabweans. They are really having choices that are really, they are making choices in our mass markets with more than 100 different types of commodities. This is very important in terms of a balanced economy. We need to have all our commodities being supported. We can't support one commodity only, or populist commodities, ignoring other commodities which are supporting people, many people across the country. So really, our mass markets continue to be very active. Although we've seen that it looks like the month of May, prices are going down as opposed to increasing or going up. This is quite the opposite of processed foods, where we've seen price of processed foods rising up, really. But we've seen our mass markets making sure that everyone can afford food, which is very important in regulating our food system. Food needs to be regulated, because food is a necessity. Everyone needs food. It's actually a human right, because the price of commodities will not go out of hand, so that people end up not affording them. So yes, we're going to continue keeping you posted about what is happening on food markets. Otherwise, today, 26 May, which is a Friday, 2023, our mass markets continue to be very active. Friday is being very special, because that's when many people buy commodities for different uses, for different events that happen over the weekend, as well as just brisky business over the weekend. As usual, I'm going to keep you informed. My name is Charles Dewa. Mobile number 0772-137-717. 0772-137-717. Have a good weekend. Don't forget, you are what you eat. Thank you very much.